To me, worship is breathing.
To me, worship is a lifestyle.
Anything we do that says to God, you are God.
Worship is what you do when you go out into the community, when you're around your friends.
Me wanting to be what He wants me to be.
Adoration.
Aside from prayer, worship is my high-speed connection to God.
Worship is about our heart when we bring it to Him.
When I'm truly worshiping, my heart is overcome with thankfulness.
I am vulnerable.
I'm completely engulfed. I'm completely in tuned to God.
You're just speaking to God with the lyrics, the words, and God speaks back to you.
I want it to be from me.
I want to abandon all modesty and just worship my God.
God can have a personal experience and worship with everyone in that room.
And so it's almost like a conversation with God, almost a prayer.
When I worship, I want God to be magnified.
When I worship, I want God to be pleased.
I want God to be front and center.
I want God to laugh with me.
I want God to be happy.
When I worship, I want God to be lifted up.
I want there to be a knowing that Crystal came and she brought all of her and she was sincere.
I want Him to be exalted.
I want Him to be in the spotlight. I want Him to be the focus. I want Him to have the rightful place that only He deserves in my life.
When I worship, I want God to be my friend.
And I want Him to know how thankful and grateful I am for all the things that He's done for me.
I want Him to feel the joy that is in my heart because I'm so grateful to Him.
Because He sent His Son to die for me.
For fifth Sunday, nothing but worship. Get up on your feet. Tell somebody, I couldn't wait to get here. Hey! Come on, put those hands together. Come on. Welcome those of you who are here, those of you watching via live stream. Come on, tell somebody, I couldn't wait to get here. Hey! I've come, come say, for one thing. To praise
the King of Glory.
God has been so good
to me.
I was a prisoner,
now I'm free.
But I couldn't wait to get here. I couldn't wait. To do my dance. Couldn't wait to get here. Tell somebody, I couldn't wait to get here. Say that again. I couldn't wait. Hey, I couldn't wait. Yeah. Come on, I've come. Say, I've come for one thing. Now, what did you come to do? Look at somebody and say, God has been so good to me. I was a prisoner. What? Yeah. But I couldn't wait to get here. I couldn't wait to lift my hands. Hey. I couldn't wait to clap my hands, to do my dance, to praise the Lord, to jump for joy. I couldn't wait to do what? Ow! Couldn't wait. Look at somebody and say, boom!
Couldn't wait to get here. I couldn't wait.
couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait to get there. Couldn't wait.
Hey, I couldn't wait. Yeah, I couldn't wait. Come on, let's praise him. Come on and praise him. You ought to clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Has God been good to you?
Praise him.
Has he brought you through?
Praise
you want to
praise
him.
Praise
him. Hey, I couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to get here. Couldn't wait.
Hallelujah. Well, are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? How many of you really couldn't wait to get here? Come on, be honest. I know some of y'all probably just wanted to roll over, turn over, and tuck your head a little deeper into the pillow. But it's a good thing when you are able to walk into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
To give him praise, to worship his name. We serve a good God today. We want to welcome any first-time guests here this morning. We have one in the back here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are around our guests, please greet them. Welcome to the presence. Our desire is that you always find exactly what you need in the Lord. Today is our nothing but worship service. And we are glad to always enter into his house with the thanksgiving in our heart, with the praise on our lips, with the clap of our hands. How many of you are going to engage this morning? And give God the praise that's due his name. Pastor Alvin.
David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Anybody glad in here? Anybody glad in here? Anybody glad in here? Here we go, here we go.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Come on.
Glad.
Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
I was glad, say.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto
let us go.
Let us go.
Come on, y'all, let's go. Come on, say glad.
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 Glad. Glad. So glad.
Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
I came running, say.
I came running.
We come to give you glory.
We
say glad. Put those hands together now. Everybody clap those hands. Everybody clap. Everybody clap those hands. Who sang your song? Come on, say glad. We come. We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. I desire that will I see. I just want to be in the house of the Lord. Come on, tell somebody, I just want to be in the house of the Lord. Come on, one thing say.
One.
Will I see?
That will I see.
It's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing that matters.
The only thing I need.
Only thing I
want to dwell, say.
I want to dwell
in His house.
In His house.
All the days.
All the days.
Of my life.
Of my life.
And wait.
And wait.
Come on, just say one thing.
One
that's my
thing.
That's my one thing.
One.
Come on, put those hands together. Hey. Come on, say it again. One thing have I desired.
One thing.
That will I seek.
That will I see.
It's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing that matters.
The only thing I need. Hallelujah.
The only thing I need.
Come on and say,
I want to dwell
in His house.
In His house.
All the days.
All the days.
presence. One thing.
One thing.
Come on, say it again. I want to dwell.
I want to dwell.
Say, God's been so good to me. I said, come on, tell somebody, God's been so good to me. They used to sing a song back in the day, say, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Come on, tell somebody, you don't know like I know.
Hallelujah.
What the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah.
Well, oh, how good my God is to me.
Say,
oh, how good
say
my God is to me. Oh,
When I think about it,
when I think about his goodness and all his
When I think about his goodness, all he's done for me, my soul. Here we go. Everybody say, everybody say, oh. When I think about it, gonna say, when I think about his goodness,
all he's done for me, my soul cries out,
hallelujah. Come on, think about it, think of it. Somebody say,
he's a mighty, mighty good to me, mighty, mighty good to me.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
He's a mighty, mighty good to me, mighty, mighty good.
Come on and say,
he's a mighty, mighty good to me, mighty, mighty good to me. He's a mighty, mighty good to me, mighty, mighty good.
Say it again, he's a mighty, mighty good. Y'all want to take a break? You don't? All right, all right. So I need some tissue. Thank you, Shannon. So multi-talented. All right, we're going to shift gears now. Matter of fact, I'm going to have the singers go down. Y'all can stand up. Oh, this is going to get real good. So, I got some ladies in this church that be on me to do some of them old songs. So we gonna, you know, back when COVID hit, y'all sit down, just sit down for a second, sit down. You gonna stand, you gonna stand up again? I promise you. When COVID hit, do y'all remember when Pastor and Pastor A and Pastor Sinola were doing the morning worship online? And every so often we would do what was called Throwback Thursday, and we would do nothing but old songs. And so it's really Miss Jane and Janet Jackson back there, and said we need to do that. So I wish y'all could see the text Miss Jane sent me. She sent me this whole long list, and then at the end she says, "Pick whatever you want. Just pick whatever you want." I thought it was a good idea. You know, I'm just going to tell you something. There's something about them old songs that just, I don't know what it is. And this morning, before I got up, I felt like there was a song that was missing, and the Lord gave it to me. And it was actually on the list that Miss Jane gave me. And so I went to YouTube, honest to God, went to YouTube and began to listen to it, and I just wept. I don't even know if I'm going to get through that one, to be honest. So, but anyway, if you know it, sing it. If you don't know it, just appreciate it. Y'all ready? Here we go. One, two, three, and. Come on, put those hands together. Come on.
Well, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh. Come when you want him, you'll be right there on time. He's an on time God.
How many of y'all know that? Raise your hand.
Yes,
come on, I need to hear you singing. Well,
he's an on time God.
Hey.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 on time God.
Miss Jane, I can't hear you singing back there. Come on.
That may not come when you want him.
Here's the first word.
You can ask the children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, and Pharaoh on their track.
You know what?
From out of nowhere, God stepped in and put a highway just like that. Hey, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Yeah. Oh, 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 on-time God.
Oh, y'all don't like this.
Yes, he is. Hey. He may not come when you want him,
hey,
but he'll be there right on time.
The second verse, listen.
You can ask the 5,000 hungry souls he fed on the banks of the river with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. What a miracle he performed for the multitudes. And what he did way back then, he'll do the same for me and you. Yeah.
here's another one.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. Mother or my father, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my mother or my father, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Come on, say it again.
Not my mother or my father, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord. Brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord.
Say it again.
Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord.
How y'all doing?
Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord.
Clap those hands and say it's me.
Hallelujah. When I walked through the door, I sensed God's presence, and I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Oh yes, we are standing in His presence on holy ground. In His presence there is joy beyond measure, and at His feet peace of mind can still be found. If you have a need, I know He has the answer. Oh, just reach out and claim it, for we're standing on holy ground. Sing that again. We are standing, oh, and we are standing on holy ground. Oh, oh, oh. And I know that there are angels all around. Come on, let's praise.
Let us pray. Oh, 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 oh.
are standing, say,
we are standing here.
Oh,
we are standing in His presence on holy
just like that. Play that again, Chris. Play that again. Lord, I love you more than anything. Come on, say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you more than
a name I love to call stands alone. It stands alone and conquers all,
and conquers all,
and every chain,
and every chain,
and every wall,
and every wall
will be released,
will be released,
and have to fall.
And have to fall.
Come on, let's say his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Stands alone,
it stands alone,
and conquers all,
and conquers all,
and every chain,
and every chain,
and every wall,
and every wall
will be released, and have to fall,
and have to fall.
Jesus, come on, say.
Those hands and say,
Savior.
your Savior today. Worship the Lord right there. Say his name one more time. Jesus.
Jesus. You, Jesus, all I want is you. Nothing else can satisfy. All I want is you.
I'm gonna say that. And sing it.
All I want is you, Jesus.
on, Lord, saturate.
Lord, saturate my soul.
Shower down on
me. Make us whole, Lord. Make us whole. Make us whole.
Come on, give God a great hand praise. Thank you, Lord. Let's prepare our time for giving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you're doing that, I just want to share some great news. First of all, our church is blessed. I said our church is blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's how blessed we are. We just had a board retreat where we just discussed kind of where we are as a church, and some of that discussion involves the finances of the church. And I will just tell you that we're tremendously blessed, as our finance director Steve Lyman said last week, that from the sacrificial offering that we gave, we received over $25,000. Amen. And so that goes into our general fund. And just so you know, every month out of what comes in offerings, we tithe out of that. That goes directly into our missions account, and we're able to give to various missions here, home and foreign. And we also put 5% in savings. And so I will just tell you that, and we give a financial report, so this is not any kind of secret or anything, but we have close to $150,000 in our New Presence Home account. Hallelujah. And I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood, a little over $100,000 in our savings account. God is good. God is good. And I don't know, I can't remember what's in our missions account, but here's what I wanted to say. We have decided to double the giving in our missions. To every person, every ministry that we give to, we have decided to double that starting in May. Isn't that an awesome blessing? And we added, listen, I got to tell you this testimony. Y'all ain't got nowhere to go. I want to add this testimony. We added a ministry, and it is so powerful. Last Friday, by myself and Johnny, Oh, and Steve Lyman. We met with a gentleman here to look at our cameras. We're getting ready to get new cameras. We're going to upgrade so that our people online have even a better experience visually and also audio. And this gentleman, his name is Chad Vegas, from Vegas, actually. And he brought his wife and little son, and they were so sweet. And when we kind of took him on a tour, we walked outside, and he said, can I pray for you all? Isn't that awesome? He prays for us, and then after he finished praying, I prayed for him and his wife and his child. And the lady said, thank you so much. Her name is Sarah Jane Vegas. She says, thank you so much for praying for us. We have a ministry to women who are involved in sex trafficking. And she rescues them, ministers to them, and right in that moment, the Holy Spirit said, give to them. And so I'm not going to tell any more, because we're actually going to have her to come back and share her testimony, because she was once in sex trafficking, and God delivered her. And so now she ministers to others. Amen? So we've added that. And so the name of that ministry is Stand for the Number 4 Justice. You can look it up and actually read her testimony. But I just wanted to say that, just to say to you that every dime, every dollar, whatever you give Sunday after Sunday, it is going into good ground. And we are giving. We're believing God for increase. And we're believing that God will bless us. We're giving so that others will give more into our church, so that we can get on over to Bethel. Amen. So as you give this morning, just know that God is blessing our church, and that you're giving into good ground. Lift that gift up toward heaven. Lord, thank you that the presence in Owosso is blessed. Thank you, Lord, that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. Thank you, Lord, that we are blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. One more time, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So, God, we thank you for those giving here and in the house and online. We'll see it again in greater measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise as you give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, we're going to sing one last song, but I want to, I'm going to have Rita come and just share. And you know what, Rita, I'm going to, give me that little flyer. I'm going to do that one. I'm not going to put you on. So you want to just do it all? All right. So listen, this coming Wednesday, every first Wednesday, we have prayer. First, it's called First Wednesday Prayer. So I want to invite everyone come out this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8. It's our First Wednesday Prayer. Everybody say First Wednesday Prayer. All right, and then the other thing is that in the fellowship, Paul, there's a box, right? At the exit as you're coming into the sanctuary, or when you go out, just look right to you. There's a box, and we've put a sticker on there that says, please put your prayer request here. And we have little cards on top of the box. And if you have a prayer request, just write your prayer request. I know the line's a little small. Just make room. Or you can write on the back, okay? Write your prayer request and drop it in the box. There's a little check box on here that says check this box if you want it to be confidential, because if you don't check this box, we may call your name out during prayer, because we're going to give these to our prayer team. They'll pray during every Sunday morning at 8:30. We pray. We have our fourth Saturday prayer push, and then we have our first Wednesday prayer. And so if you don't put the check box on here and you have a ingrown toenail, somebody going to call that out. So, we want to make you aware of that. And then finally, you all know that I'm involved with the city. I'm right now serving as the vice mayor. And there's an event called Red Bud Festival Days. It actually starts this coming Thursday, the 4th. It's the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And on Saturday, they're having a kids' parade. I'm going to give this to you, Naya, to let our children know. There's a children's parade on Saturday, May 6th at 10 a.m. And the children can go there and get face painted. They can even bring their little bikes or wagons, and there's going to be a band there. I'm going to be there. I'll be a part of the parade, I believe, and I'll be announcing there's going to be a band that's going to do a concert right after that for the children. And so what we'll do is we'll send this out this week in the form of an email and make you more aware. But we even have the opportunity to have a booth out there. So if I can get some people to help us with the booth, we'll pass out little candy or something for the children. Listen, we're trying to build our children's ministry, right? So this would be an awesome way to do that. There are going to be a lot of children out there, and maybe some of them are looking for a church. Amen? So that's this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. All right. How'd I do?
You did great. I couldn't have done that with playing music at the same time, so...
I'm a good multitasker. All right. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go home? All right, stand on your feet.
Come on, here we go. Here we go. One, two, B flat, and down.
We love you. Call your name.
Proclaim your great name,
your great
size.
We love.
Hallelujah. Come on, sing.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name.
Oh,
there is power in the name of Jesus. Power.
Stay right
in your
there.
Name.
Come on, do that again, just like that. Come on.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name.
Do you believe that this morning?
There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in your name.
Things change. Come on, say.
Things change when we call you Jesus. Things change when we call your name.
Promise you. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night for prayer. When I come.